Sing number 35 in the camp book. Camp book 35.
Sitting here this morning and thanking the Lord for another camp season. I guess it's a little sad to be at the end, the very end. But to think of what God has done throughout this year, how He has provided for every need, for mercy so great. Thank you, Jesus. I think of the staff that comes, that God provides, the volunteers, people who give themselves to the Lord wholeheartedly. You see, the Lord, I believe, puts that in hearts. For mercy so great, what return can I make? I'll love Him. I'll serve Him. With all that I have. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So let's just thank the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, that you graciously walk among us, dear God. You come and you meet with us. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, for your provision. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We pray. Necessarily want to leave someone out, but I do feel I'd like to just thank Brother Paul, Sister Aletha, Sister Elsie, Brother Tom, Sister Mary, those who are just here a long time and giving themselves in that way. Every year it's a miracle to see Sister Elsie back. But God puts it in her heart, and we're so thankful that she comes. Sister Aletha, it's another story. I can't tell her story, but God blessed us with Sister Aletha. And Brother Paul for his leadership. Brother Tom and Sister Mary for just their love. You know, I often think of them as the face of Pilgrim Camp sometimes. And how God has used them to bless so many. So, Lord, you alone know how to reward them for their labor of love, first of all to you and to your people. And so I just pray, Lord, for a special anointing upon their lives in these days. Lord, anoint them with the oil of joy. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, and we give you the glory. We glorify God in them. We glorify your working through them to bless your people. Oh, God, dear God, dear God, dear God, dear Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 fresh anointing, a fresh anointing. Holy Spirit, breathe on me, for I need a new and powering in my life to be thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you pour it in, Lord. Pour it out, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Sing that last verse.
His goodness and mercy will follow me still. I have His sure promise, and that cannot fail, that His mercy endureth forever.
Now we have opportunity this morning for testimonies, but I must say that you have to be brief so that each of us will have opportunity, okay? You understand that, right? So if I stand up, that means you need to sit down.
So much for short testimonies. I was thinking about, there's a song that I really like that Martin Luther wrote, and our brother Rob Costanza the Younger put it to music, and it's called From Depths of Woe. And it's based on Psalm 130, and it fits with so much of what we've been talking about today and throughout this week and here at camp. And Martin Luther finished the Bible, at least the New Testament, in 1722. And I think it must have been when he was going through the Psalms in his attempt to translate the Old Testament after that he came upon this poem that he wrote. And so I just wanted to share it with you. I don't have Brother Rob here with me to help me, but I will try to do it on my own. I don't know if Brother Paul knows it, but I'm going to try to sing a different translation of it than I usually sing, so forgive me. But it's a very important recognition of one's sin and recognition of God's mercy. Let's see if I can get through it without breaking down. Okay. From depths of woe I cry to thee, in trial and tribulation, bend down thy gracious ear to me, Lord, hear my supplication. If thou rememberest every sin, who then could heaven ever win? Or stand before thy presence. Thy love and grace alone avail to blot out my transgression. The best and holiest deeds must fail to break sin's dread oppression. Before thee none can boasting stand, but all must fear thy strict demand, and live alone by mercy. Therefore my hope is in the Lord, and not in mine own merit. It rests upon his faithful word to them of contrite spirit, that he is merciful and just. This is my comfort and my trust. His help I wait, his help I wait, his help I wait with patience. And though it tarry through the night, until the morning waken, my heart shall never doubt his might, nor count itself forsaken. O Israel, trust in God your Lord, born of the Spirit and the Word. Now wait for his appearing. Though great our sins, yet greater still is God's abundant favor. His hand of mercy never will abandon us or waver. Our shepherd good and true is he, who will at last his Israel free from all their sin, from all their sin, from all their sin and sorrow.
Again, we give all the glory to God. To God be the glory. Great things he hath done. And we pray that he will continue to be merciful and gracious to us. There's just as many benedictions that we have in the New Testament, but one that's the briefest is may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I trust that you've been drawn closer to Jesus in these days. That's been our prayer. That Jesus would come, Jesus would reveal himself to each one. All the blessings of heaven are ours in Christ Jesus. And so the grace of our Lord Jesus and the love of God. Oh, may we first of all realize how much he loves us. We love because he first loved us. And we want to be channels of that love. We want his love to fill us so that we can love others with his love. And the fellowship, the communion of the Holy Spirit. Just one little story. I was in Virginia, Fredericksburg. And I was having dinner after a Sunday meeting in the pastor's house. And the McKinnons were there from Canada. Some of you know the McKinnons. And Sister Ruby, this is dinner conversation. She turned to me and said, I was a young man, maybe in my 20s. So, Philip, what does the Holy Spirit mean to you? And so I gave an answer. Sure, I'm past this kid. I know the answer, I think. I know what I was supposed to say, but it convicted me. The Holy Spirit is given to us, beloved, to make Jesus real and precious. And so may the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, so that we can walk with God, that we can walk in God, that God can walk in us, be with you all. Amen. Amen. Let's open our camp books and sing number 3. We stand as we sing.
Hidden from all earthly strife.
I rest securely there, knowing not but come assurance, resting free from worldly cares.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Brother Tom Kindeth, pray with us, please.
Father, thank you for this great and deep and everlasting assurance that we have in you, an anchor for our soul that is sure and steadfast. It will not break. It will not move. Lord God, we are anchored in you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for this great hope, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, that your presence goes with us now.
Yes, Lord.
You have been here in such rich anointing, Lord Jesus, through these days, Lord God. You are faithful, God. You'll be with us everywhere that we go now, Lord Jesus. Father, we want to live to your honor and glory.
Yes, Lord.
Father, use us, make us a blessing, Lord Jesus, in every word and every deed, to your glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you. God bless you. Thank you.